Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and what I really wanted to say was, happy, thank God it's Monday. I act like Mondays are important to me because, sure, a little bit of it's bragging, but I can really wallow. I can wallow and go down deep, and I was calling it sinking and going low. And just going away down that rabbit hole from eating and smoking black and miles and just laying around. But it's more mental and allowing myself just to go down that hole. And then it was pointed out to me, it could be just separating myself from reality for whatever reason. Just pushing life away, pushing everything out to the outside, just pushing it away. And keeping it a distance, or just going far away from it, and then coming back to it can be a bit of a, not a struggle, but a transition, a notable transition. And I like to call it wallowing, or, you know, going down deep, or just suspending myself into a... I kept wanting to think about sinking, or going down, or... Because my energy is low. You know, I don't feel motivated to do anything. But like I said, it could be more just detaching myself from reality. And it's not that my reality is so bad. And then I realized that I enjoy this. Just recently, like last couple months, I realized I enjoy going down so far than coming back. Because there's times I was like, even laying in the bed yesterday, just yesterday, I'm laying in the bed. I'm like, okay, this is my only day off for a while. So I got a reason just to not do nothing. That's all I want to do is lay in the bed and wallow. So I just laid in the bed, slept, I ate, smoked black and miles, went back to sleep. Didn't get up to like 1:30 or 2 o'clock or something like that. Then I think I went back, I just slept and just wallowed in it. To the point where it kind of didn't hurt, but I felt it to be a negative thing. So, and then all of a sudden, I found myself, you know, I'm like, and a couple other times I was like, well, what can I do? You know, I got two, three days off. You know, what can I do? What should I do today instead of that? Because I don't want to just be lazy. I just don't want to be laying around. You know, what can I do? And I was planning on, you know, trying Venice Beach or something quote unquote big, you know, something like an event or something like that. And I kept trying to think, what can I do? I want to go to, you know, LA County Museum of Art. Do I want to go to, you know, a place or an event or something like that. And I'm like, And then I realized to come out of it, all I had to do was get up, make my bed, and go get my steps, my daily routine. My daily routine brought me out of this, I don't want to say stupor or whatever it was, this whatever, because I don't think that I need the rest. I don't think it's that I need the rest. It's definitely me being lazy. It's just definitely me being detached and just letting everything go, being with inside myself. And sometimes it's hard to come back from that. So that's what I was saying, like on Mondays, I really do TGIM, and that it's good to come out of that, to have a solid, not reason, but a solid, you know, I guess reason or stop to that, that I can't deny. I gotta, you know, start the week off to go to work. And it's good, I was saying too, it's good that I have something in my life that I respect to the point that'll get me out of bed when I don't want to. And my job is that. And I was grateful that I have that. And I was grateful that I have a job that I still respect after all these years, that I'm still challenged by, that I'm still rewarded very well. And I was just thinking today, in fact, my recent rate increase was on this last check. And I went, whoa. So, I'm glad I have that. And my life is good. I mean, there's nothing for me to complain about. My life is good. And things are well. And I do like to over-dramatize things. And I enjoy that. Like when I'm laying in the bed, I'm like, oh, woe is me. I ain't gonna never get up. This may last forever. I literally believe that in that moment. In that moment, I believe, oh, what if I don't recover from this? What if I don't get my mojo back? What if, you know, the Jeffrey that we all know and love, I just let it slip away. And then I'll lay there for a couple hours. Then I'll start to get a little bit tired of laying there. And I'll get up. I'll make my bed. And I can feel it. The routine started to come back. I get up, make my bed, put on my old nasty clothes. If you notice, I changed my shirt. My regular walking clothes, after a few weeks, got crunchy. So I had to switch them out. So I changed my shirt. And so I just got up. I said, I got to get my steps. You know, I got almost a 30-day streak of getting my steps in. And before that, I think I went 40 days. Because I got sick. When I was sick, I got 2 days. And do you know the day I had the accident? When I passed out and busted up my teeth and my lip, I still got my 10,000 steps in. That's how I felt about the injury. The injury was serious, but I still got my 10,000 steps in. And I think I tried to work that day. But I think I eventually had to shut it down. I think I started work even and then pulled back. But so, and I like to wallow in it and I'd be overly dramatic. And I feel like, oh my God, how am I ever going to come out of this? It's going to last forever. All my music, the legacy, everything's just going, you know, just going to be nothing. It's just going to be nothing, nothing. Then I'll just get up, go pee, make my bed, throw on some clothes, and kind of push myself to start walking. And then eventually I'm into it. And I'm awake. And I'm thinking, you know, all this wallowing and feeling this way, and I truly do feel that way. It may be delusional. I mean, I have delusions. I definitely do. I have self-made delusions that I chose, that I choose to, you know, have. And I know some things are, they're not real, but they motivate me. And they keep me going. And as long as I understand that it's a choice, I'm okay. So, I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, because I really do feel that, you know, this is, I get down on myself. That's what it is. I get down on myself, if that's possible. I guess I get down on myself just to be getting down on myself because there may not be too many things or anything for me to get down on myself about. That might be a little bit of bragging. That might be a little bit of truth. My last performance review came in for work last month. I think I was the third best. So, I mean, I'm definitely improving. It's getting, I mean, ever since the accident, and I start eating better, my energy's cleaner and clear, I've been performing better at work, more focused. And plus, the big thing is, I got a new wired headset. I was dropping calls because of my, wireless headset. And drama calls counts against your your performance score. So I fixed that up. Plus, just my clarity is a lot better. So, I mean, everything's going good. In fact, my weight, even after yesterday, eating and going back to bed, and then getting up, eating, I think I ate in bed, damn it. I think I ate in bed yesterday morning. Then I ate. I laid there a while. And then I went ahead and I got ice cream and cookies. I'm like, what the hell? I got back in bed and went to sleep. Slept some more. Maybe I needed it. Maybe I'm just detaching from reality. Maybe I need to do that. But what reality? My reality is easy. And then after doing all of that, getting down on myself about it, feeling this way or that way about it, I turn around, get on Mr. Scale today, and it's 197.0, which is not bad at all. Which is probably good. It's probably more than just not bad. It's probably good. Okay, I mean, let's be real. Or real-ish, or whatever you want to call it. 197.0 on a Monday is good. It could be better, but 197.0 on a Monday before a 5-day work week, in which during the work week, I usually maintain my disciplines, even though my discipline has been slipping a little, and I do eat probably a little more than I want to in the evening. But I have not decided that I wasn't going to eat sweets after. I haven't had any hardline dinner after work meal limitations. If I feel like eating sweets, I'll eat them. You know, if I feel like eating whatever, I just, the limitation, the strong discipline to limit myself for my dinner has been lifted. But I just don't eat as much. I just don't eat crazy. And the stuff I eat may be more sensible so that I can take in this X amount of food, get satisfied, and it doesn't hit me as hard. And one thing I might be able to say is the refined, or what's the word, with the fructose and stuff, the refined, whatever word is, reproduced food, whatever, processed food. I think I've cut that out a lot, cut a lot of that out. I mean, a lot of fresh vegetables. I mean, a lot of meats, not a lot, but, you know, and then when I do indulge every now and then with processed foods, didn't hurt as much. I don't do salt anymore. I use potassium chloride, if anything, and I have these other spices, seasonings that I combine together. I use unsalted potato chips that I sprinkle vinegar on them, you know, mix them around. And then I put my spices on them with a little bit of potassium chloride. So I stay away from sodium, my blood pressure's down. And my weight, like I said, I'm on weekend, it used to be weekend, my weekend stupor. Stupor was the word I was going to use. When I go into these deep stupors, my weekend stupors, I used to gain 10, 12 pounds. From Friday to Monday, I could gain 12, 13 pounds. Now it's nowhere near that. Even when I feel like I overindulge in eating, which really probably isn't, because like I said, I'm eating more sensible. But for me to be at 197.0 on a Monday, I remember back when getting down below 200 was a dream. Now, if I go above 200, I'm disappointed. And I like being anxious like that. I like keeping the foot on the gas. I like being not hard on myself, but give myself challenges. Because I think we need them in life. give myself challenges. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do. And maybe this, these last few months of just, you know, almost stepping away and just kind of, but I've been getting stuff done now. I haven't been totally stagnant. I've been definitely getting stuff done. Learning stuff, gaining stuff, putting things in place, cleaning up stuff, even just the physically in the house chores, you know, different improvements, additions to computer stuff that makes my workflow a little better, working on my cameras. Just, you know, I haven't been completely dead, stop, stagnant. But I haven't been, I may or may not have been producing at the level that which I feel I should. And maybe, you know, coming up, these next few months I got coming up, I'm gonna be in travel or have visitors or visiting or a lot of the summer. So it's gonna be, not gonna be a lot of time for stupor time or Jeffrey time. But I'll get my days in, that's for sure. Even if I have to step away and get a hotel for a couple of days, wherever I'm at. But, and not necessarily that I'm going to be in Ohio or anything when that happens. It's going to be everything that goes around my Ohio trip. You know, the weeks before my mother's work, this, that. But the next few days, I got in my calendar. I got a list of things I want to execute because the party starts July 3rd. Party starts July 3rd. I'll probably get off work, drive out to my mother's, which I'm going out to my mother's this week. So, you know, that's time not being with myself. It's precious to me. To give up that time is precious to me. I feel like people should be grateful. But that's your mother. No, yeah, so, okay. But, just so it starts July 3rd, and it don't stop damn near until August. So, you know, I'll find my days here and there where I can, you know, and it might be good for me not to. It might be good for me to stay out of that for a month or so. But, you know, I'll be almost in what feels like a constant engagement with human beings. And I'm looking forward to it, let's face it. I'm looking forward to the challenge and to the fun. Everybody around me understands and knows me. So if I was to say, oh, I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, they go, oh, they'll get it. Or worst case scenario, you know, I'll be like, hey, here's XXX. Go get your hotel in Malibu. Just get out of here. Not that I would say that to any visitor to my place or anybody who may or may not be planning on coming and stay for a little while at my place, but you know, we can talk and work things out like that. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying the people around me know that how I am, and we can talk and work things out. But I, as you can see, I'm concerned about it. So it's a thing. Whether it's a thing or not, I'm concerned about it. So that makes it a thing. I do like the Wawa, though. I do like the Wawa. I was going for. It was 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had just woke up. I just went to sleep at 8. At 8, was groggy. It's like, what? I can just go so far away. And like I said, I'll say down into a stupor or whatever. And this is without drugs. Other than that nicotine and black amount. This is without drugs. Food is my drug. Or however you want to call it. And I just got up and I'm starting to realize what gets me out of it what actually helps me to regain a sense of reality is my normal everyday routine. Make your bed. Make your bed and go get your steps. And I guess another point I was trying to make, or would like to make, is that I find it refreshing, and also, I don't want to use the word bragging. It's not that I want to brag. It's just that I'm proud of the fact that what brings me out of this stupor is my normal everyday routine. And it's like I forget. I completely forgot that, or I didn't understand how important that was. It's to simply get up, make my bed, and go get my stuff. So I do that damn near every day. And I'm wallowing in this stupor. Stupor is my new word. Wallowing in a stupor. And letting myself sink into this whatever. Feeling like I can't ever get out of it. Or it's going to be too hard to, you know. Oh. When all I got to do is what I do every day. I'm very proud of that fact. Just get up. Make your bed, put your clothes on, and go for your walk. And then maybe quarter of the way through or halfway through or whatever that walk, I'm back to feeling it. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's in silence. Yesterday, I listened to music because there was this playlist in Spotify called Brain Food Electronic. It was different. There's a Brain Food playlist that's like kind of famous. It may even be a brand name. You know, it's that kind, at that level. But this, and for some reason, the one I picked, Brain Food Electronic, got deleted. It had like 35 hours of music. And every time I cut it on, I put it on random, whatever. The music was at that right tempo. It was a kind of a, not a disco-y, but it was a high energy, not high energy, but electronic music dance, probably a dance electronic, not even dance electronic, more like upbeat electronic, mostly instrumental. And just all electronic, not too much singing, no verses pretty much, but it was like 35 hours of it, and it was like the perfect music for me to get on the glider when I had my plantar fasciitis, and, you know, I couldn't do too much walking, so I took up the glider, and I, you know, set my timer for 14 minutes if I'm on break. So every break I get on it, throw on my Brain Food Electronic. And it was at the right tempo and energy. And that playlist got deleted. It upset me. I mean, there's not too many things I like in life. Well, that might not be true, but there's not too many things that I touch and attach myself to disappear. And that was it was taken away from me. And I Googled why, what, this, that. Couldn't find it. So I started rebuilding one yesterday. I just started, you know, just what I do is I find a song that hits that right, it has that right sound, tone, and energy that I'm looking, then I go to that song radio. Just go to song radio. And I listen to other songs like it, and I'll just go, you know, hit it, add it to the playlist or not. Listen to it, fill it out, add it to the playlist or not. And then I'll go, if I get another one, it's like really good, I go to that song radio. Now listen to that song radio. Yeah, okay, a bunch of these sound good. I'll just add that whole song radio list, maybe 3-4 hours, add it to my playlist. So I got it up to like 10 hours now. It seems like so far the energy is right. You know, and if it's a song that doesn't fit the energy that I want, I'll just remove it from the playlist. But and then next time I build up my own playlist, I'm going to download it. Because I wasn't hurt that it was deleted, but I was upset to a degree. Of course, remember me being dramatic and wallowing and going too far in it and taking it to that next level so that I can feel it. But also with that, I also take the good times, you know, the positives, the energies, and they can really just push me over the top. Push me over to the top where it brings tears to my eyes. So I think it may come down just to being, allowing myself or being able to be touched and moved by things, period. I do feel pretty good for Monday. Yesterday, and then, oh, and so I go from yesterday, I go from wallowing for the rest of my life in this stupor to cleaning the blinds. I ended up cleaning the blinds in my bedroom. First time in probably ever since they've been put up. They were dirty. I mean, they were like really dirty. I had to like rinse the thing out. It was dirt. It was mud. It created a mud. I had to wring out the rag so much. And then after I did that, I got in the shower. I said, hey, while I'm in the shower, I might as well go ahead and start cleaning these doors. So I actually was in the shower. I got out the shower, wet, went to the kitchen, got a scrubbing pad and some Ajax, because that's how dirty those glass doors were. In fact, they were so dirty that after they got so used to it that I guess I thought they were frosted. You couldn't see them through them. I wasn't used to seeing through them. So after I cleaned them, scrubbed them clean, and then, you know, I scrubbed them, and they still had, like, the cleanser on it, but I could feel if I rubbed the scouring pad over it, you know, I didn't feel any rough parts, real minimal rough parts. There's still rough parts on there. Like, I wore it down, but whatever's on there is on there. Glass doors and showers, boy. Woo, there's got to be some kind of chemical to strip all that. But after I cleaned them, I looked out. Like, damn, you can see through these. I forgot you can see through them. That's how dirty they were for so long. So that was funny. Like I said, I went from, I'm not doing nothing today. I'm not getting up. To actually doing, you know, walking 10,000 steps and getting work done. Cleaning blinds and doing freaking shower doors. And then also yesterday, I ordered another TV stand, like the one I got in the bedroom. Because I'm looking at, I think I was on the glider, getting some extra steps in while I was watching, I think I was watching War of the Worlds or Carnival Row, one of them. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and just get on the glider, you know, through the whole show, just to throw in some extra steps. You know, from the wallowing and this and that, this and that. So, I'm looking at this corner piece that I got my TV setting on. I'm like, that don't match the motif. That don't match the motif at all. And so, I was like, I need to swap that out because it's wood, number one. It's the color. I mean, it just doesn't match the motif. And I remember when I got it, why I got it, I got it from my mother's. I said, oh, I used this back before. The place got renovated, and the place was really mishmash, hodgepodge, you know, in that kind of style. So I said, I need to, you know, I'm going to order another one of those stands and put that TV on the stand, clear up some more space in that corner, and give it a, not just that, but a more modern look. It'll fit the you know, what I think my energy is, or my scheme is. And also in the bedroom, I bought a drawing table years ago, and I just use it as a bedroom table now. But it like tilts up, and you can like draw on it, and has things on it to help you draw. But I'm getting rid of that too. And it's funny, like I said before, when people come visit, the best thing about people coming visit is you clean your house. You clean up. I want to be comfortable knowing that, you know, this is that way, things are in place. You know, people ain't walking in a nasty bathroom, at least having in my mind that I did something to clean it up. So I'm starting now. People won't be here for like a week, but I'm starting now because I know I'm going to be here, there, working, not being home. I mean, I know the process. I know. And it's kind of exciting. It's good to have something to do. It's good to anticipate something. It's good to be excited about something. And maybe in my normalcy life, I hadn't had anything to be excited about. Maybe I needed that time. You know, no concerts, no international trips, no this, no that, which was good. You know, I think I definitely enjoyed the time. But anyway, so we're going to get two times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that has ever existed, and any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.